December 25, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. His birth and our new birth. Behold, a virgin shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Isaiah 7:14. His birth and history. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Luke 1:35. Jesus Christ was born into this world, not from it. He did not evolve out of history. He came into history from the outside. Jesus Christ is not the best human being. He is a being who cannot be accounted for by the human race at all. He is not man becoming God, but God incarnate. God coming into human flesh, coming into it from the outside. His life is the highest and the holiest, entering in at the lowliest door. Our Lord's birth was an advent, the beginning. His birth in me, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Galatians 4:19. Just as our Lord came into human history from outside, he must come into me from outside. Have I allowed my personal human life to become a Bethlehem for the Son of God? I cannot enter into the realm of the kingdom of God unless I am born from above by a birth totally unlike natural birth. He must be born again. This is not a command. It is a foundation fact. The characteristic of a new birth is that I yield myself so completely to God that Christ is formed in me. As soon as Christ is formed in me, his nature begins to work through me. God manifest in the flesh. That is what is made profoundly possible for you and me by the redemption. That's the end of Oswald's text. Truly Jesus Christ entered the plane of humanity to experience life as we experience it, to identify with us and to put himself in a place where he could walk and talk with us and communicate with us on our level, where God himself became flesh so that we could communicate with him in the everyday language of our lives. Yet, Jesus' advent into the human plane was one where he entered at the lowest point, demonstrating the way in which all relationships must begin in order to develop into holy and right relationships, that we would come into another person's life at the lowest point, being their servant completely, and lifting them up at every point. The opportunity is there, but the opportunity requires a Bethlehem, a giving up of our own selfish interests and our own personal desires, as Christ gave up his godness and set aside and emptied himself of his godlikeness to come to earth to live in human form. We must also sacrifice ourselves to the place of a Bethlehem for us. When we enter at the lowest point, the lives of others, they can be lifted up, and they can be returned to God and restored to him in redemption. The most profound piece, I think, of this message on Christmas Day, December 25, is the final statement he made. God manifests in the flesh. That is what is made profoundly possible for you and me in the redemption. The statement is a clear call to our Christ-likeness such that our lives would reflect Christ in such equality and such purity that we would be, again, the manifestation of God on planet Earth, right where we live. God wants to reintroduce himself into the human plane in believer after believer after believer as we simply yield to him and come to our Bethlehem and our complete submission to him and our death to self so that he may be raised within us, that people will see God in the flesh through us.